यथानुकीर्तयन्ति
एतत्
श्रेयस्कामा द्विजातयः शुचयः प्रातः उत्थाय दुष्वप्नादि उपशान्तये यथानुकीर्तयन्त्येतच् श्रेयस्कामद्विजातयः शुचया प्रातरुत्थाय दुःस्वप्नाद्युपशान्तये यथानुकीर्तयन्त्येतत् श्रेयस्कामद्विजातयः शुचया प्रातरुत्थाय दुःस्वप्नाद्युपशान्तये यथानुकीर्तयन्त्येतत् श्रेयस्कामद्विजातयः शुचया प्रातरुत्थाय दुःस्वप्नाद्युपशान्तये become fit to be promoted to the higher planetary systems simply because of hearing this narration. They gain a reputation as devotees. They are unaffected by the contamination of Kali Yuga, and they never see bad dreams. Therefore, after getting up from bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, and in particular the brahmana vaishyas, Vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is without deviation to counteract the trouble of bad dreams. Responsibly, everyone can repeat. Therefore, after getting up from bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, and in particular the brahmana vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is, without deviation, to counteract the troubles of bad dreams. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Every verse in the Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, is a Vedic mantra. Here the words yathanu kirtayanti are used to recommend that this literature be presented as it is. Unscrupulous persons, however, deviate from the actual narration and interpret the text in their own way with grammatical jugglery. Such deviations are to be avoided. This is a Vedic injunction supported by Shukadeva Goswami, one of the Mahajanas or authorities. He says, Yathanu Kirtayanti. One should recite the mantra as it is, without deviation. For then, one will be eligible to rise to the platform of all good fortune. Shukadeva Goswami especially recommends that those who are Brahmanas, Shuchayaha, recite all these mantras after arising from bed in the morning. Because of sinful activities at night, we have bad dreams. Pardon me. Both, probably. Sinful activities at night. That's when a lot of sinful activities take place. But Prabhupada says here, because of sinful activities, at night we have bad dreams, which are very troublesome. Indeed, Maharaj Yudhisthira was obliged to see hell because of a slight deviation from devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, duswapna, or bad dreams, occur because of sinful activities. Here you go, folks. Listen to this one. Listen carefully. A devotee sometimes accepts a sinful person as his disciple. And to counteract the sinful reactions he accepts from the disciple, he has to see a bad dream. Nonetheless, the spiritual master is so kind that in spite of having bad dreams due to the sinful disciple, he accepts this troublesome business for the deliverance of the victims of Kali Yuga. After initiation, therefore, a disciple should be extremely careful not to commit again any sinful act that might cause difficulties for himself and the spiritual master. Before the deity, before the fire, before the spiritual master, and before the Vaishnavas, the honest disciple promises to refrain from all sinful activity. Therefore, he must not again commit sinful acts and thus create a troublesome situation. Pretty important purport. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnan Babo Gajaraja Mokshanam Svargyam Yashasyam Kalikalma Shapaham Dushvapna Nasham Kurubar Yashindatam. My dear King Parikshita, I have now described the wonderful power of Krishna as displayed when the Lord delivered the king of the elephants, O best of the Kuru dynasty. Those who hear this narration become fit to be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Simply because of hearing this narration, they gain a reputation as devotees. They are unaffected by the contamination of Kali Yuga and they never see bad dreams. Therefore, after giving, yatanu kirtyanti etat shreyas kama drijatayaha shuchaya pratru saya tushapnadi upashantaye. Therefore, after getting up from bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and in particular the Brahmana Vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is without deviation to counteract the troubles of bad dreams. So this question comes up. Oftentimes devotees ask this question, how can I deal with bad dreams? It is not surprising that we have bad dreams. They may be horrible dreams, or they may be, usually the question is relation to bad dreams in connection with sex desire, which is the root of our material attachment, is a perverted reflection of love of Krishna. Sex desire, Adi Ras, is there in Krishna. But when it comes in us for our own aggrandizement, independent of Krishna, in other words, Kubja had sex desire for Krishna. That was legitimate, or that purified her. But when we develop sex desire for the opposite sex just for our own sensual pleasure, that is doom. We become bound to the material world, to the material body, and then we'll have to undergo birth and death again and again and again because of this itching sex desire. So sometimes we are able to externally refrain from or restrain ourselves in the matter of sex life. But because we're not completely purified, it comes in our dreams and causes us disturbance. Or there may be many other kinds of bad dreams, horror stories. A troubled sleep. If a man does not get good sleep at night, his whole health will be ruined. Because you need at least 3 or 4 hours of very peaceful sleep to rejuvenate your body. The body's a machine. It has to be taken care of. We don't say don't take care of your body. We say use it for Krishna's service. Therefore, take care of it properly. Not too much, not too little. Yuktahara viharasya yogo bhavati dukaha. So here is an answer directly from scripture. Understanding our condition, the remedy is to hear, to chant the prayers of the devotees of the Lord and his devotees. There's so many nice stories where the devotees are praising the Lord, where the Lord is glorifying his devotee or protecting his devotee, whatever it is. So this will act as guardall. Where'd that come from? They used to have commercials in America on television for Colgate toothpaste. How many people use Colgate toothpaste? Let's have a survey here. Anyway, in the early days, they talked about Colgate with Gardol, and then they would have a set of teeth on TV, and you'd see this thin film around the teeth, and germs could not, little tiny cavity germs would try to attack the teeth, and they'd be kicked out by a Gardol. So the way to guard all your soul, the way to protect yourself from the attack of Maya or illusion is a personality. Maya will attack you. Krishna says that those who are not sincere or those who are in the material world, yoga maya samavrita, I cover them by my illusory potency. So the way to protect yourself is by constantly hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord. Now here specifically, in the purport, and this is something to be noted, I'll give you a little background. Because it is relevant, and I'm not being offensive, please, I beg forgiveness of all the Vaishnavas, but it's an issue facing Prabhupada's ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada is a special personality in this Kali Yuga. Please believe it. He is not just another member of the Gaudiya Mutt. He's not just another disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is an empowered Shakti Avesh avatar. No one can do or has done what Srila Prabhupada has done and is doing. He is a special person. So sometimes devotees think, and there's nothing, his mission, ISKCON, although it is imperfect, Srila Prabhupada used to say, he used to quote the British, "England, with all thy faults, I love thee." The Britishers would, that was their, song. And it's a fact. They were literally king and country. That was their motto. mother, king, and country. I think in that order. Anyway, so ISKCON, although it's full of faults, but it's Prabhupada's ISKCON. We teach only Prabhupada's Siddhanta and Prabhupada's books. Everything is Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada ki. So there are other members of the Gaudiya Mutt who have now, just now, somehow or other got the inspiration to go to the West and preach to the fallen conditioned souls. Who do they preach to? ISKCON's congregation, people who are a little shaky in ISKCON. They don't go out to the, you know, 5 billion fallen conditioned souls that they could preach to. Somehow they come to ISKCON's temples, and it creates disturbance and havoc and confusion. Because they're elderly, some of them, they're Indian, they're this and that. They have certain attractive qualities. And some of them are good preachers also. But they're making a big mistake, and they differ from Srila Prabhupada. On this point here, specifically, one devotee who's now in the West trying to gather up followers and money and whatever, supposedly Prabhupada's friend, etc. He differed very clearly with Prabhupada on this idea of the spiritual master accepting the sinful reactions of the disciples. Where does it say that in Shastra? And he also differed from Prabhupada in terms of the origin of the jiva. In Prabhupada's teachings, the direct meaning is very clear. We were all originally with Krishna. We misused our independence and we fell down. It is not that we fell from the Brahma Jyoti. Srila Prabhupada's teaching is that we were all originally with Krishna. And this person and other people like him preach totally differently from that. They disagree with Prabhupada. So, I just brought this point up. If anyone has any doubt, if you want to be a member of ISKCON, then you accept Prabhupada's Siddhanta. But if you think that going to some other person outside of ISKCON who has no understanding, who never helped Prabhupada at all, he called on his godbrothers to come, none of them came. Even afterwards, when he was successful, he invited all of them to come and join with him, none of them came. And now, after he's gone, in a little opportunistic spirit, they may be making some effort. Okay, very nice, good. All the more glory to them that they're preaching. But they're not Prabhupada Anubhas. Don't be under any illusion. They're different from Srila Prabhupada. He is a very, very special person. This point is true that it is a very serious business to accept disciples. When one is, you know, struggling, I must say that we, the second generation of ISKCON, we are trying our best to save ourselves by clinging to Srila Prabhupada's dhoti tail. We're trying to save ourselves. So it's our duty somehow or other to continue the process of initiation in ISKCON. So what can we do? We have to accept some disciples. They should know and we know what are our limitations. But Krishna is very kind. If we're all sincere and follow sincerely, then all of us will go back to Godhead. There's no question of that. Following Srila Prabhupada in itself is such a pleasing thing to Lord Krishna that one is sure to get his mercy. We will become, at least if not sadhan siddha, kripa siddhas. We'll increase the number of kripa siddhas if we follow the process. But you should know that without discipline, disciple means discipline, without a sincere effort, if you don't realize that whatever sinful activities you carry on, that this is hurting your spiritual master, then you're in ignorance. It's not only your life. You have now, just like a husband and wife, they are no longer two, they are one. And they share in each other's punya and pap. So it is like that with a disciple and a spiritual master. It is a contract, and both can benefit if they work together nicely, and the spiritual master will have to work harder. His own preaching efforts will be discouraged or will be disturbed by foolish disciples. So this is explained here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So what is the method of atonement or purification? Our prayaschita akama sarvakama va mokshakama udaradi tibrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Simply, we must chant the holy names, chant our rounds nicely. This is why we are making so much. It's the first duty of the GBC man. We have four GBC men here in Bombay. There are many temples in the world that hardly see a GBC man once or twice a year for two or three days. We have four, and they're always passing through here. And some even stay for a while. The first duty of a GBC man is not managing. The first duty is to see that all the devotees chant their rounds nicely. Therefore, we're pushing all the devotees to stay in the temple in the morning, not to go out, and to chant your rounds together. That will be the best thing for counteracting bad dreams, for counteracting sinful activities passed on to your spiritual master. It will be the best thing for your spiritual life. So we're stressing on that. No one should take offense, but it is for your own good. We must do it. And as I said before, slowly, we're going to turn the screws. Slowly, we'll become more strict. There must be discipline. We have such opulence here, you cannot imagine how other devotees struggle and live a simple life in other parts of the world. How other devotees all over the world, whether it's in Sarajevo or Chechnya or Moscow or even in America, very, very difficult to practice devotional service. We have such nice facility here. We are living like kings. The members come and offer us a big feast every few days, and we have all facilities for living, sleeping, bathing. We have all facility for everything. So it's all by the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari. Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Ki. So today is the Chiradai festival of Raghunath Das Goswami. So I'd like to read a little bit about the pastimes of Raghunath and Nityananda Gosai. And I'm going to go fairly quickly so that we can try to take as much of it in as possible. I know that it's just reading, so please stay awake. And
Hi, everyone.
Vamana will stay awake. He's in ecstasy. He reads every morning Chaitanya Charitamrita so nicely. But we should also develop a taste for this. Okay. Indrasama Aishwarya Striyapsarasam Esava Bandite Nariklekayanaman. Raghunath Das, our son, has opulences like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. Dadira bandani tanre rakiba ke mate janmadata pitanare prarabdha khandaite. How then could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible even for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities. Chaitanya Chandra Kripa Hanache Ihara Chaitanya Chandra Batulake Rakite Pare. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fully bestowed his mercy on him. Who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra? Tabe Raghunatha Kichu Vicharila Mane Nityananda Gosha Nira Pasa Chalila Aradine. Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind, and the next day he went to Nityananda Gosain. Panihati Grame Paila Prabhura Darshana Kirtaniya Sevaka Sange Arabahujana. In the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Ganga tire vriksha mule pindara upare vaisachena yena koti suryodaya kore. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns. Nityananda Prabhu ki! Tale upare bahu bhakta hanache vestita deki prabhura prabhava raghunath vismita. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Dandavat hoya se padila kata dure sevaka kahe Raghunath dandavat kare. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate at a distant place, and the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, "There is Raghunath Das offering you obeisances." Shuni Prabhu kohe chora dila darshana aya aya aji tora karima dandana. Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "You are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here. Today I shall punish you." Saying this to Raghunath Das, Prabhu bolaya teno nikate na kore gamana. Akarsya tanramate prabhu dharila charana. The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. Raghunath Das prabhu ki! Kautuki Nityananda sahaje dayamaya. Raghunate kahe kichu hoya sadaya. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. Nikate na aisa chora bhaga dure dure ajilag panachi dandimu tumare. You are just like a thief, for instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. Dari chida bakshana karaha mura gane shuni anandito hila raghunatha mane. Make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice. Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. Sekshane nijaloka patayla grame bakshadravya loka sava grama hoityane. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of eatables and bring them back. Chiradore dukta sandesh arachini kala savadravya anana chaudika dharila. Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other eatables and placed them all around. Mahotsava nama shuni brahmana sajjana asite lagila loka asankhya ganana. As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of brahmanas and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus there were innumerable people. Aragra mantra hoite samagri anila shatadvichari holna tanra anaila. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more eatables from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. Bada bada mrit kundika anaila panchasate eka vipra pragulagi chida bijayathate. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots, and in these pots a brahmana began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. Ekatani tapta dugde chida bijana ardeka chani ladari chini kala diya. In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. Aradeka gana vritta dugdete chanila champakala chini gritta kapura tate dila. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as champakala. You know what that champakala is? What kind of banana is that? Is that little small one? Okay. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor was added. Dutipare prabhu jari pindate vasila sata kundi vipratana agete darila. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on a raised platform, a brahmana brought before him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. Among them were Ram Das, Sundarananda, Gadadhar Das, Murari, Kamalakara, Sadashiva, and Purandara. Dhananjaya, Jagadish, Parameshwar Das, Mahesh, Gauri Das, and Hoda Krishna Das were also there. Similarly, Udaran Dutt Thakur and many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform with Nityananda Prabhu. No one could count them all. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, brahmanas, and priests went there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Everyone was offered 2 earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and in the other chipped rice with yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people were there. Each and every one of them was supplied 2 earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt and the other chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the brahmanas, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganges with their 2 earthen pots and soaked their chipped rice there. Others, who could not get a place even on the bank of the Ganges, got down into the water and began eating their 2 kinds of chipped rice. Sounds like it was a pretty ecstatic festival. Thus some sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, and some on the bank of the Ganges, and they were all supplied 2 pots each by the 20 men who distributed the food. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived there. Seeing the situation, he began to laugh in great surprise. He brought many other kinds of food cooked in ghee and offered to the Lord. This prasad he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed among the devotees. Raghava Pandit said to Lord Nityananda, "For you, sir, I have already offered food to the deity. But you are engaged in a festival here, and so the food is lying there untouched." Lord Nityananda replied, let me eat all this food here during the day, and I shall eat at your home at night. Prabhupada once said, in the early days in America, he'd actually developed a bit of a belly. Sometimes he would play on it like a mridanga. He would laugh and joke and play on his belly as if it were a mridanga. But he actually used to encourage Brahmananda, that Brahmananda should eat a lot. So anyway, Prabhupada once said that I can eat unlimited amounts of prasadam because I don't lust over it. The reason we can only eat less is because of lust. I belong to a community of cowherd boys, and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river. Lord Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down and had two pots delivered to him also. There were two kinds of chipped rice soaked in them. When chipped rice had been served to everyone, Lord Nityananda Prabhu in meditation brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. They then saw how the others were enjoying the chipped rice with yogurt and condensed milk. From each and every pot, Lord Nityananda Prabhu took one morsel of chipped rice and pushed it in the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a joke. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also smiling, took a morsel of food and pushed it into the mouth of Nityananda Prabhu and laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat it. And in this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas standing there were seeing the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked about because they couldn't see Lord Chaitanya. So he was stuffing, but people didn't understand what was going on. Some, however, who were very fortunate could see that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. Then Nityananda Prabhu smiled and sat down. On his right side, he kept four pots of chipped rice that had not been made from boiled paddy. Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together the two brothers began eating chipped rice. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and exhibited various ecstatic symptoms of love. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered, "All of you eat," chanting the holy name of Hari. Immediately the holy names Hari, Hari resounded, filling the entire universe. When all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names Hari, Hari, and eating, they remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the bank of the Yamuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are extremely merciful and liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these dealings. Who can understand the influence and mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? He is so powerful that he induced Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come eat chipped rice on the bank of the Ganges. All the confidential devotees who were cowherd boys headed by Sri Rama Das were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought the bank of the Ganges to be the bank of the Jamuna. When the shopkeepers of many other villages heard about the festival, they arrived there to sell chipped rice, yogurt, sweetmeats, and bananas. Just see, the bunyas have come. As they came, bringing all kinds of food, Raghunath Das purchased it all. He gave them the price for their goods and later fed them the very same food. Anyone who came to see how these funny things were going on was also fed chipped rice, yogurt, and bananas. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. There was food remaining in the three other big pots of Lord Nityananda, and a brahmana distributed it to all the devotees, giving a morsel to each. Then a brahmana brought a flower garland, placed the garland on Nityananda Prabhu's neck, and smeared sandalwood pulp all over his body. When a servant brought betel nuts and offered them to Lord Nityananda, the Lord smiled and chewed them. With his own hands, Lord Nityananda Prabhu distributed to all the devotees whatever flower, garland, sandalwood, pulp, and betel nuts remained. After receiving the remnants of food left by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das, who was greatly happy, ate some and distributed the rest among his own associates. Thus I have described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in relation to the celebrated festival of chipped rice and yogurt. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu Ki, Nityananda Prabhu Ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Sri Radhai Mahamahotsav Ki, Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much.